We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with our Pottawatomie County officials here today, County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Planner Stephen Metzger. Always a pleasure to get an update. So every Tuesday, by the way, if you're new to In Focus or if you're just curious, we talk with our city officials, City of Manhattan, the first and third Tuesdays, rather, and Raleigh County on the second Tuesday of the month, Pottawatomie County on the final Tuesday of the month. It's kind of a tradition here on KMAN, so always good to get perspective from the entire region here. Again, we circle back here to the main topic here today was the solar farm regulation meetings that will be taking place over the next couple weeks, and those will be happening in Wamego next Thursday, the 3rd of March, and March 10th in St. Mary's. And while we're on that topic here, Stephen, I know you had some other information you wanted to share here about kind of the environmental impacts.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, we put this stuff out on social media and things like that. And some of the early questions that we've got, a lot of them centered around, you know, runoff and the environmental impacts that solar panels might have on the immediate environment. Not necessarily talking about how you make them or what you do with them at the end of their life, but, you know, once you put them in the ground, what sort of issues are there? And we've really tried to that was a big issue for the Planning Commission as well, so we've spent a lot of time on that. So some of the things that, we've added are you have to follow the same runoff controls that you do for any development in the county, meaning you can't increase your runoff onto your neighbors more than what's already going there. We have requirements that you protect any kind of mature trees that are on that property because those provide, you know, natural runoff protection and good natural screening. We have buffers from stream corridors, again, to protect that runoff, protect those banks. There's a whole big section about soil testing and regular soil testing. You know, once every 5 or 10 years, you got to test the same spots every time to make sure there's no contamination of the soil. And something that's probably going to get added later is a similar thing for water testing. And so these are things that have been at the forefront of Planning Commission's mind and County Commission mind as we're developing these regs, and these are the ways that we've tried to address those. So I wanted to get that out there because I know that was a concern for at least some of the folks on social media and things like that. So
okay. Again, March 3rd, Ironclad in Wamego, 6 to 8 p.m. is where those meetings will be had. And then the second one will be at the Armory there in St. Mary's, 6 to 8 p.m. So again, I'm saying it as many times as possible here just to get the word out and make sure it sticks here because it's about a week away from the first one. And these are very important. We want to make sure the public gets their say here on this.
Yeah, I honestly can't stress enough, and it's almost like you're professional at this, Brandon. You're doing a great job. That, you know, the Planning Commission and the County Commission are going to be taking the input that we get from the public very seriously. It's going to have a huge impact on what direction they ultimately go, whether that's having regulations at all, what those regulations look like. And so getting good public participation, even if it's just you know, a quick comment online or in person, that's something. That's something that we can log. That's something that we can present to both commissions so that they can get a good feel for what the public thinks. We've spent, like you said, we've spent about a year on this, but almost all that conversation has been between staff and the Planning Commission and the County Commission. And when you do that, it's very easy to just kind of get in your own little bubble. And so we want the public to really speak their piece on this, you know, whatever that piece is, because that's really the important next step.
All right, very good.
One other similar one thing that's coming up for the Blue Township area, we have had Bartlett and West do for us the road future road study, and it should have been finished in December. They're finishing it now, but we will have a public hearing on that, so that people can come and see what roads are projected as efficient and effective by people who have taken a study of it. I don't even know. They were supposed to, I think, do a LIDAR study to try and find the place to cross the creek that's the most advantage in the areas that are not necessarily on the mile line, and be able to give us kind of a comprehensive overview of traffic in the future in this area. There should be an open meeting on that probably the end of this month. I hope by the end of this month, but that that is of importance to everybody out here to sort of see which roads will be opened and what the down, you ask about future planning and development, that can enforce the decision to do some of them quicker or change around in some way. Input's important. Sometimes we don't see it all. Yep. So when that gets.
Thank you.
Yep. And that goes back to what Dee said earlier about preserving right of way when new developments come in. Once we've got that plan adopted and in place, you know, when a new developer comes in, we can say, actually, according, you know, looking at this plan, we're going to have a future road that goes right through your development. And we need to dedicate 60, 80 feet of right of way so that we're not getting in the way of our future selves as this area grows like it has. So,
I got just a few minutes left here. Is there anything else coming down the pike here that we should be looking forward to? Next week you'll be back, on the 28th for your regular county meeting, Dee?
Yes, we'll get back to work. And I'm not up to date on this one, but the fiber development across the state through the federal funds that have come down, we've got discussions about where out in the rural areas like clear over in the corner, Havensville and so on, there's people that want to do that. And I need to talk to our local developers and see if they're covering it before writing a letter of support for somebody else that wants to do it. That's the kind of thing that's kind of overwhelming commissioners is all these things that they say you can do and change are not necessarily typical, nor did we ever expect to have resources to try and help it. But I've sent some grants information over to Olsburg about water development because there's talking with them, they need a water tower on the east side of Tuttle Creek for the houses and the development that's there to get water pressure. And these kinds of things have a chance right now, but it's just a constant meeting schedule to try and get to everything and understand what you should do. And then the state thinks that most small counties must meet every day, but they usually meet once a month. And usually they give you the information on the first month, and then the second month, you better have it handed in. And that's going to hurt a lot of small counties in Kansas. Ones that you think are going to have money will not have been able to execute or request what might have been helpful. Be kind to your elected officials. They're probably doing everything they can to get to the other side of these projects. But we have meetings with the White House every month, every week, if we want to go on some subject between COVID and all the developments and safety and security and green opportunities. So it's been an interesting couple years.
Yeah, that it has. That certainly has. Talking with Dee McKee, Stephen Metzger here from Pottawatomie County. I'll just remind folks, those meetings again, March 3rd and March 10th for the solar farm regulation discussions. Those are come and go, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ironclad next Thursday the 3rd and at the Armory in St. Mary's again on March the 10th. Have we covered everything? Anything else?
I just wanted to say that if you've got questions, you can always email us zoning@pottcounty.org. That's POTTCOUNTY.org. You can always go online for more information. That's pottcounty.org/524. That'll take you right to the solar farm page. It has all the background information, all the drafts, the solar guidebook that we came up with, anything that you would want to know about what we've done with solar projects, right there on that page, pottcounty.org/524. Or you can just Google or search Pottawatomie County Solar Regs. I'm sure it'll pop right up.
All right. Great reading, by the way.
Yeah, of course. You know, if you're sitting there bored at home and you want to dive through 200 pages worth of solar farms, you can do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Stephen. Always
Brandon.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Dee.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon.
It's good to talk with you here, and look forward to chatting with some folks next month as well. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to hear from our Riley County Schools officials, Cliff Williams and John Cox up in Riley County and Blue Valley Schools. We'll also hear from the Manhattan Public Library, and we have one other guest, and the name escapes me right now, but good show lined up for you tomorrow here on K-Man.
All right, Brandon, thank you much.